Hello, it is the coach home for another week. And first up, where else to start than with the big game of the weekend? And we have got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan with us to talk about Arsenal, of course, who won against Manchester City for the first time in 8 years. 15 winless games in the past 8 years, which included 12 straight losses. Jordan, you must be pretty happy to finally get that win. We'll talk about the nature of the game and the result afterwards, but just to get that win over the line must be a huge moment.
It was huge. It was massive. I'm still buzzing now because the win, we'll dissect the match itself in a second, but the win signifies more than just three big points. It signifies psychological removal of weight that was on us in this particular fixture. It also shows growth for Arsenal Football Club. I was calling on Mikel Arteta before the game to do something different. I never really got caught up into the whole, you know, Saka shouldn't play against Lens. I think he should have played against Lens. I don't really believe in looking at games ahead of the game ahead. Focus on the game in hand. And Saka got injured, unfortunate. Would I rather have Saka in the starting 11 to play City? Yes, I would. But my focus wasn't on any individual player, even as good as Saka. My focus was on Mikel Arteta. This was more about him. Could he, after 7 attempts, get the better in a league game of Pep Guardiola, and you've not been successful beforehand, so do something different. Show me that you've learned lessons and you can do it a different way, and he did. And tactically, again, we'll get to it in a second, but I think he nailed it. But just generally, the feeling as an Arsenal fan, I really feel like we needed that win. And it's, every Arsenal fan, like I'm in London here and everyone's wearing their Arsenal shirts, and yeah, the city's red. Forget North London's red. London's red right about now.
London is red right about now, and as it should be, because you should all be buzzing after that one. But I do want to touch on the game, because I'm reading the match report on Sky, and it says these two sides have been the great entertainers of recent times, but there were just three shots on target between them over the 90 minutes. City managed just four shots in total, the fewest by a Pep Guardiola side in 13 years. What do you think that came down to? Because it was cagey. It did feel like there was nerves from both sides. Do you feel like it was that mental side that played into it?